Mesechta Saita, Daf Ches, four lines from the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and the Gemara quotes from a Mishnah that we had at the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that states, Shasham Mashkenas HaSaita is Vichulu. And the Mishnah stated that if after Bezdin tried to persuade the woman who's a Safek Saita to admit that she was Mizana in order that they wouldn't have to erase the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she still stated that she's Tar and she was not Mizana, so Malan Isa L'Sharam Mizrach, they brought her to the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, which was the gate that everyone walked into, and they brought her L'Shar Nikna, specifically to the gate called Shar Nikna, which was the area between the Ezus Noshim and the Ezus Zal, Shasham Mashkan as the Saitis, as that's the place where they gave the Saita to drink from the Mayim Hamarim, Umataranis Yalbais, Umataranis and Mitzrayim, and in the Shar Nikna was also the place where Yoledes and the Mitzrayim would stand when they were Mechusa Kapurim, and therefore they couldn't go further into the Beis HaMikdash. And as we pointed out from Rashi yesterday, that in the thickness of the walls of the Shar Nikna, it was not considered Kaddish, therefore they would be able to stand there even though they were Kapurim, and the Mitzrayah would be able to stick his or her thumb as well as the large toe into the Azara in order for the Kohen to place the Dam and the Shemen onto the large toe and onto their thumb. And as Rashi explained, that Bia B'mixas Shai Rechmana, that Bia B'mixas Loishma Bia, and therefore was mutter to do so. And our Gemara begins, Bishleim Saita, we understand why a Saita has to stand in the Shar Nikna, the Siv, as the Pasuk states, V'hemen HaKohen Sa'ishel Lufnei Hashem, that the Kohen will stand the woman in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as Rashi points out, Ruha Pesach Shaboy Derech Knesav Yitziyah L'chol Boy Azara. This is referring to the Pesach, which is the place where people walk in and out of the Azara. And as other Rishonim explain, that it's also Lufnei Hashem, because this is directly across from the Kodesh Kedoshim. Mitzrayim Nami Dichsiv, and we also understand why the Mitzrayim has to stand in that Makayim. It has to stand specifically in the thickness of the doorway of Shar Nikna, Siv, as the Pasuk states, B'negei Mitzrayah, V'hemen HaKoyin HaMitara, Se'ish HaMitara, V'oysam Lufnei Hashem, Pesach Oyel Moyed. And the Gemara is, El Yoledes, Mai Taima, what is the reason that a Yoledes has to stand specifically by the Shar Nikna? And the Gemara states, Elaim Mishum da Asim Mekayim Nakubanayu, if you're going to say that the reason why I have to stand there is because anyone that brings a carbon has a chiyuv to be in the Beis HaMikdash at the time that they bring their carbon for them, the Tzan, as we learned in Mishnah, Masechta Sanhedrin, Ein Karbonin Shel Adam Karav Elam Kein Omed Al Gabav, the carbon of a person can only be brought if that person is standing there and is watching as the carbon is brought for him. And if so, frak the Gemara, Yehachi Zavim Zavis Nami, if you want to discuss anyone that's a Mechusa Kapara and can't go into the actual Beis HaMikdash and therefore has to stand specifically by the Shar Nikna, so why do we only discuss a Mitzrayim and a Yoledes if L'chayr we should also discuss a Zav and Zava, which are Mechusa Kapurim as well? And the Gemara answers, Enechinami, that the reason why Yoledes has to stand by the Shar Nikna is because the Asim Mekayim and the Kabanayu, and even so, we only speak about a Yoledes and we don't speak about a Zav and Zava, but Enechinami, that then would apply to them as well. The Tana Chadabinayu Nakat, and the Tana only discusses one of them, but of course, as we find all over Shas, any time that the Gemara discusses a Mitzrayim and a Yoledes, it also includes a Zav and Zava. Therefore, the Mishnah did not have discussed the din of a Zav and Zava as we would understand it by the fact that the Mishnah mentioned a Yoledes. Rashi points out that the reason why there's a halacha that Ein Karbonin Shel Adam Karav Elam Kein Omed Al Gabav is based on a Sefri, which brings down the pasuk of Tishmu Lak of Liba Moyadai, and therefore you have to guard your carbon when you're bringing it into Beis HaMikdash, Umish Yachli Kanes Be'azara Nichlas, and therefore anyone that could come into the Azara will come in. As we explained, the Shar Nikna was not Niskadish, and therefore that was the makom that they were able to be as close as possible to their carbon and be able to view the Kohanim as they were bringing their Karbonis. And as we know, the Gemara Masechtas Tainis discusses that this din even applies to Karbonis Siva, and therefore they were representatives of Klai Yisrael, of Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim, that were always in Yerushalayim and by the Beis HaMikdash in the form of Ma'amadais, which was shifts of Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim that would be there in order to be the shluchim of Klai Yisrael, in order to watch while the Karbonis Tzibur were brought. And Ayin in Taisis Diva Maschel Shesham Mashkan Sesaitis, where at the end of Taisis he states, he emedes mi b'fnim, that the Saita would stand in the thickness of the Shar Nikna, v'akoyin oyim b'chutz, and actually the Koyin would stand outside, shenem v'hemed as a Koyin, ha'isha l'fnei Hashem, ha'isha l'fnei Hashem, only the woman was l'fnei Hashem, v'ein Koyin l'fnei Hashem, however the Koyin was not l'fnei Hashem. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Abadam, we learned to the Braisa, a Mashkan Shei Saitis Ka'achas, you can't give two Saitis to drink from the Mayim Amarim together, because if you do so, then one of the women may take support and strength in numbers and say that since my friend is saying that I'm Tar and she's insisting that she's Tar, even though she's about to drink the Mayim Amarim, I will also hold strong even though I'm really Tamei and I won't admit that I'm Tamei, and that will potentially cause that this woman will die unnecessarily. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanakhama, and he states, the reason why the halacha is that in mashkin shtei seitis ka'achas is not kadesh lehei liba gosu b'chavirasa, ela amakra, it's based on the actual pasuk, as the pasuk states, oisa, and we learn out levada, and when we go through the process of being mashka seita, can only be done with one woman and not with two women. And Rashi explains that the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda is learning from is pasuk yutes, where the pasuk states, v'hishbiya oisa ha'koyin, and since it says oisa, so we learn it's only for one woman and not for two women. However, ayin degilin hashas from Rabbi Kvega, where it brings down from Masechtas Nedarim on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara brings a brisa, that brisa brings the pasuk that states, v'hishka oisa levada, and Rabbi Kvega brings down from the Ran and Nedarim that even though it doesn't say in the Pasha of Saita, v'hishka oisa, however, the pasuk says in Pasuk of Zayin, v'hishka asamayim, and the Nakuda of v'hishka is with a mapik hay, and therefore it's as if it says, v'hishka oisa, that you gave her to drink, and therefore we learn out that it's only when you have one woman that's drinking, but you can't have two women that are drinking together. And Ayin Rav Kvega, where he brings down that others learn that the limud is from Pasuk to Zayin, where it states, v'hikrev oisa ha'koyin, and it says the Lashon oisa over there as well, and others still learn that it says at the end of that Pasuk, v'himidah lefnei Hashem, and the word v'himidah is mapik hay, and once again, it's as if it says, v'himid oisa. And Taisus in Dilu Maskel, im mashkin shei seitis ka'achas, states that this din is not only applicable when you're actually giving them to drink at one time, but nir lefarish, shiyamid shtein bazar, bas achas lashkoysen, that even if they would both be standing in the azar at one time, that would also not be proper, afal pi shein shei seitis ka'achas, and even though they won't be drinking the mayim ha'marim simultaneously. And our Gemara continues with Tanakama hak siva oisa, why does the Tanakama state that the reason why we state that im mashkin shei seitis ka'achas, if there's exeris hakasev, and the Gemara answers Tanakam Rav Shimoni in Chinami, really the Tanakama learns it out of the same pasuk of Isa, and it's based on exeris hakasev. However, the Tanakama is the Shita Rav Shimon, the Darish Time of the Kra, where we find in many places in Shas where Rav Shimon dashens and explains reasons for the dinim in the Torah, and as Rashi brings down from the Gemara Masechtas Baba Metzia on Daf Kuf Tesvav Oben Aleph Ayin Sham, and although in Chinami he learns from the pasuk, however Matam Kama Rav Shimon were just explaining what the reasoning is for the pasuk and for this Gzeiras HaKasav and Matam Oisalavada, and he's explaining why the Torah tell us that it's specifically be the gay of one Saita and not when you have two Saitas. Kadesh Lahilibu Gospel Chavrasa, the reason is because we want to make sure that one woman doesn't get support and strength from the other woman, and therefore it'll cause her to die unnecessarily. And the Gemara continues, my Benel, by the fact that we have a Brisa where we have Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, which we said is Rav Shimon, L'chayr it seems that there is Nafkamina, and L'chayr, what is that Nafkamina? And the Gemara explains, Iker Benel, recesses that the nafkamina would be if one woman is actually trembling while she's standing there. Therefore, we see that Lemaisa, she's not getting support and strength from the other person. And even though that person is standing strong and saying that she's tar, this woman is so scared that really, if she was tummy, she would probably admit to the fact that she's tummy in order not to drink. In this case, Rav Shimon would hold that since there's no svara of Kadesh Layehi Liba Gosper Chavrasa, therefore you could actually give both of the saitas to drink at one time. However, Rabbi Yehuda would still argue as Lemaisa's exeus akasov based on the words I saw, and the only way that you could give a saita to drink is one at a time, and you can't give them to drink simultaneously, and you can't give them to drink even if they're standing together and not drinking simultaneously, and therefore even though one of them shows that they're so scared, and therefore it doesn't seem that she's liba gospel chavrasa and she's not getting that support, we still would not be able to mimashkin shei saitas ka'achas. The Gemara continues, very sessis mimashkin, even if you have Shimon, when there's a woman who's trembling, would you actually be able to give her to drink together with the other saita? For in eisim mitzvahs chavilus chavilus, there's a cloud that we can't do mitzvahs as bundles, and as Rashi says, because if you do so as bundles, shenura kamisha hayu lov l'masoi, it looks like a person has a large package umar l'farak masoi, and he wants to just get rid of that package, and he wants to get rid of mitzvahs. Therefore, we don't allow a person to do two mitzvahs at one time. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, a mashkin shei saitas kachas, that even if you have two separate cases, you can't give two saitas to drink at one time and simultaneously. They mitaren shnei mitzrayim ka'echad, and you also can't be mitaren two mitzrayim at one time. They writes shnei avodim ka'echad, and if two avodim want to stay by the master until yovel, and there's a din of ritzia, you can't go and drill the ears at one time. They orphan shnei eglis ka'achas, and even if two people were killed in the same place, you can't go and decapitate the heads of a calf and that makim at the same time, as the Brisa explains, l'fisha inay submitses chavilus chavilus. And therefore, even if this woman is trembling, and therefore there's no svara to say that lo yehei liba gosper chavrasa, we should still not allow her to drink at the same time as another woman because of the cloud of in oisim mitzvahs chavilus chavilus. Taisus is tema my parch. What is this kasha? V'aloi in oisim mitzvahs chavilus leka el isim drabanan. That this din of in oisim mitzvahs chavilus chavilus is only a din drabanan. Mishum demechsi lekamas Masa, and our Gemara is bringing a Nafkamina, which would be based on a Pasuk and a Deraisa Dika Nafkamina, and therefore, although you're correct that there wouldn't be a Nafkamina Midrabbanon, however, L'chaira, there is no Nafkamina on Deraisa Dika level, and it seems that Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon are being Chaylik on Deraisa Dika level. And the Gemara answers, Om Abaya V'itim Rab Kanda, Loi Kasha, it's not Shver, Kam B'Koyan Echad, Kam B'Shnei Koyanim, Eina Chinami, although you're correct that there's a concept of Eina Yisimitzis Chavilos Chavilos, but that is only if one Koyan is actually giving both of the women to drink as he's performing the mitzvah, and therefore on that Koyan there's a concept of Ein Ma'isin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. However, if there are two Koyanim and each Koyan is giving a separate woman to drink, over there will not be a concept or the problem of Ein Ma'isin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, and really you should be able to go and give two Saitas to drink. However, even if you have two Koyanim giving two Saitas to drink, there's still a problem of the Pasuk that states Oysa Levada, that you only could give one woman to drink at a time. And the fear of Shimon, the reason for the Pasuk is Kadesh Lahihei Liba Gosb Chavrasa, and therefore there is an Afkamina in a case where two Kohanim are giving two women to drink and one of the women are trembling, or as the Tais Rush points out that both of the women are trembling, then Lefi Rabbi Shimon you would be able to give them to drink. However, according to Rabbi Huda, you're still Xeris HaKosev and you couldn't give two women to drink at the same time. We could have also stated another Afkamina that if there's another woman that's standing in Shah Nikna that's not a Saita, Rabbi Shimon Mutta, according to Rabbi Shimon it would be Mutta. Since the second woman is not a Saita, therefore there's no Svara of Shloi Heili B'Gospi Chavrasa. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Asa L'Hamed Etzla, Shem Isha B'Sha Nikna, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be Asa to have two women standing in Sha Nikna, even though one of those women is not a Saita at all. And Ayin Rashi that states, B'Koyin Echad Habi Chavilais, if you have one Koyin performing two Hashkas of a Saita, that would be considered Ein Eisim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilais, and the same would apply, B'Negei Avadim, if you are in one Bezin and you have one Adin, Ayin and Rashi. Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, V'Koyin Eichiz B'Begdea, the Koyin would grab on to her neckline of a Beged. And our Gemara begins, Tanur Abanam, we learned in the Braisa that the Pasuk says in the Pasha of Saita, Uparis Reisha Isha, you will uncover and you will reveal the hair of a woman. And the Gemara points out, Ein Le'el Reisha, you would think that this only applies to a hair. Gufa Minayin, how do you know you also reveal her body? Tamil Lema Ha Isha, that you reveal the hair as well as the woman. And Kain, Ma Tamil Lema Uparis Reisha Isha, if so, that's referring to the entire woman, and you take off her clothes as well. So what does it mean when the Pasuk states you reveal her hair, which is mashma that you only reveal her head and nothing else? And the Gemara explains, Melamed Shakoyin Seisasaira, this teaches us that not only does the Koyin remove her head covering, but he also will undo her braids. And as Rashi says, Ma Bigulea, not only reveal her body, but in regard to her head, we increase the revelation, Shesesa Kliyasa, we don't only uncover her hair, but we also undo any of her braids in order to make her look more disgusting and embarrass her even more. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that although the Tanakhama stated that the Kohen will rip her clothing, and Rabbi Huda states, Im Hayaliba na loya megaleo, Vimay Sayrina loya Saisa, if she was beautiful, then you wouldn't rip her clothing, and if her hair was beautiful, then you wouldn't reveal her hair either. And the Gemara asks, Lememer, Rabbi Huda Chayesh Lehurura, Rabbanan Lai Chayeshi, it seems that the machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rabbanan is, Rabbi Huda holds that since she's beautiful, we have to be concerned that maybe someone will have hair, as Rashi states, Shlayitnu Arayin Eslibamba, and the people who are watching this process will not desire her and will want to potentially be mizana with her. Rabbanan, who don't care if she's beautiful or not, loy chayshi, they're not concerned that maybe someone will want to be mizana with her, and they're not chayish lahira. And the Gemara is, for ipcha shiminlu, we see in a braisa b'negei dinam of skila, just the opposite then, the Tanya, as we learned to the braisa, her ish mechasen, I said, perik echem in front of, when a man is going out to have skila, then they would cover him up in front of him, and they would take one small piece of cloth, and they would cover his erva, but isha shnei prakim, b'negei a woman, even though they would keep her undressed, but they would cover in two spaces and they would take two small pieces of cloth and cover her, echem ufneh ve'echem alachra, one by Eisim Makim in front of her and one in back of her. Pnei shekula erva, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, by a woman you could see Eisim Makim both from in front of her and from in back of her, and that's why you cover her in two spaces. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that we should keep her fully dressed, and we see that Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lehirura. The chamrim, however, the chamrim over there argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and they state, ha'ish niskal arim, that although you perform skila to a man while he's naked, however, you would not perform skila to a woman while she's naked, and it's mashma chum hol that the chayish lehirura, and therefore in this price we see exactly the opposite of our Mishnah, that lefi Rabbi Yehuda over here we say that he's not chayish lehirura, even though in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda stated with chayish lehirura, and the chacham say that over here that he chayish lehirura, however b'negei our Mishnah he says lei chayish lehirura, and initially the Gemara only gives a teretz in order to explain that Rabbi Yehuda is not a stira, as Amar Rabba, Rabbi explains, hacha tamim mai shema teitzim bezin zakoyis v'yiskru ba perchikuna. B'negei a suffix saita, Shita, the reason why Rabbi Huda is Chayish Lehura is because there's a potential that after this woman drinks from the Mayim HaMarim, she will actually be found that she's innocent, and therefore she won't die, and she'll go out into her Rishus HaRabim, and then the Pircha Kuna will still have temptations, and will still be thinking about her. And as Rashi states, for you right from Achreel Kol Yomel, and for the rest of her days, these Pircha Kuna will think about this woman, and will try to be Mizana with her. And Rashi explains that although the Gemara seems to say that we're only worried about Pircha Kuna, however, Zok Rashi, Nakad Hashem, Shayim Mitzuyim Bazar, Yosef Mishar Am, that we discussed Pircha Kuna, because they were the ones that were generally in the Beis HaMikdash, and others were not necessarily there, and even though, of course, this Chashash would be for anyone that came to see the process of the Safek Saita. However, Rabbah continues, Hasam Benigeya Dinoskila, Hamistalka, Lemaisa, she's going to be killed. Therefore, even though the Pircha Kuna, others will see her, and she will not be in a state of tzinis, they will no longer have the opportunity to be right from Achreel Kol Yomer, and therefore, we don't have to be Chayesh Lehirura. And the Gemara is, in a Chanami Benigeya, this woman, they don't have to be Chayesh Lehirura, as she's going to be dead, but Vechitema Asla Gurir Bachrinaisa, Lemaisa, since they see this beautiful woman, and they see her in a state that she's undressed, so maybe they'll actually have a taiva for other women as well. And the Gemara answers, Ha'amar Rabba, but Rabba himself stated, Gemiri, the in Yitzhar, Shailat al Bimasha in Avrayas, that a person doesn't go after his Yitzhar unless he actually saw that actual person. In Chanami, once he sees a woman one time, he will always run after her. However, if he sees one specific woman, that doesn't mean that he'll start running after every woman. And Rashi says, Gemiri, Miserius Piyadi Mira Baisai, I have a Miseri regarding this from Arabayim. And Rashi seems to say this because generally when we find the word Gemiri in Shas, it generally means Halacha Mesh Mesinai, and of course over here it's not referring to Halacha Mesh Mesinai. Taisus in Dima Maskel V'Yisku Bar Pirchei Kuna is bothered that L'Chayr, since his Gzeir Kasov that states Uparis Reisha Isha, and we learned out this also applies to revealing her body, so L'Chayr, why would Rabbi Huda say that you don't do this process and L'Chayr Shlirura if L'Chayr is a very simple Eitzah, as we can hang some sort of a curtain between her and all the people that came to see, and the men won't be able to see that she's naked, and therefore there won't be a problem with Hira, and you'll be able to mimkayim this mitzvah of Uparis Reisha Isha. Taisa states, Tema, Kivin Lav Chayv L'Anashim L'Reisa, Yidlu Sadin Shel Butz Bein Nol Bein Anashim, V'yista Sayra K'da Amakra, V'im Shum Koyin Amashka Isa, and if it's because the Koyin that's giving her to drink, Yapet Pana L'Tzar Echer, let him turn his face and face the other way, V'achi Tani B'Sifri Behedyo, Uparis Reisha Isha, Sadin Shel Butz, Parish Bein Nol Bein Ha'am, Koyin Poin L'Achur, Upaira, K'day L'Kayim Ba Mitzvah Spriya, L'Rabbi Yudah Nami Nasa Kain, and therefore L'Chayr, L'Fi Rabbi Yudah, we should also do so. And Taisa's answer is that there are actually two conflicting concepts that we're trying to accomplish over here. And if we will actually spread a curtain between her and all the men that came to see, then the woman will not be so embarrassed, and the other women that are standing there, that are watching the process, will also not take this musa, as women will not take musa when they're in front of only another woman, and the only time that they'll take this musa to heart is only when they see that if they will be a seif seita and they'll have kina vestira at some point, then it will cause them this major embarrassment that they'll be undressed in front of other men. And that's why Rabbi Huda feels that it's not an eitza to spread a curtain between this woman and other men, ayin and taisis. And ayin in the bottom taisis where he points out that even though the Gemara Masechet Chagiga states that a raya is bein befonav, bein shalei befonav, nafish yitzrayu, zok taisis like kasha midi, the hasam hach brusha im ach shirara ever, pamachas, after someone sees one woman one time, shud maharach rea lo'ilam, he will have a hero after her, afilu shalei befonav, even if it's not in front of her. However, av amach b'shirara neskel saruma, and even though he saw a specific woman that was undressed, will not cause him to think about other women and try to go and be mizana with them. Gemara continued that Rabbi just gave an answer which helped us to explain that it's not a stira in the words of Rabbi Huda, but Rava states, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda Kasha, did we only have a question on a stira between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Huda, Rabbanon like Kasha, and we did not have a stira between the words of Rabbanon? Of course it was Shver and Rabbanon as well. In our Mishnah, the Rabbanon were not Chayish Lehirura, but in the gate of Din of Skila, the Rabbanon seemed to be Chayish Lehirura, and therefore Elam Rava, therefore Rava comes to explain, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda like Kasha, Kedishanan, Ena Chinami, Rab is correct, and his answer they gave in order to explain why there's no stereo between the words Rabbi Huda is correct. And we continue Daf Chesam and Beis, the Rabbanon Nami like Kasha, and the Rabbanon is not a stereo either. It's Hacha Taim Mai, as the reason Rabbanon say that we have to get her undressed while she's a Saita is Bishum Vinivasu Kalanashim, is because the Torah states specifically that we want to make sure that other women will see this and will see how she's embarrassed, and therefore they won't come to do the Saveira. And as Rashi states, Amir Rabbanon Shemitzvah Levaisha, the Rabbanon say that it's actually a mitzvah to embarrass her, Bafili Ta'ira, and even if ultimately she was Tar, Mishum Nivasu Kalanashim, because we want to make sure that other women take heart, Shalayavu Atzmon Lichshad with Tiana Snuays, in order that they don't come to this problem and they don't come to Achshad and they will be Snuays. That's why the Rabbanon state that we have to take off our clothing, and even if that will lead to some Hira. However, Hasam Benigay Skila, since over there we're going to kill her, therefore there was no need to also embarrass her and cause a further degradation, since Lamaisa, everyone will anyway take the Musa and realize that if they do an Issa Deraisa, where it would be Chayiv Mises Bezin, then this will occur to them and they will actually be killed, and therefore there was no purpose of also degrading them and also embarrassing them by removing their clothing. There may be a strong reason why people will take Musa, but Lamaisa, since it seems that Rabbanah Nachai Shlirura, so let's go and cause her embarrassment as well, and let's remove her clothing. The Gemara explains that the reason why we don't remove her clothing b'negei eskila is not because we chayish lirura, but Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Amar Kra, as the pasuk states, v'hafta l'reicha kameicha, b'ra loy misi yafa, that when you're going and giving misa to someone, even though they're chayim misas bezdin, however, we have to make sure to choose a proper and fitting misa that's something that would cause either the pain to go quicker or that they will have less embarrassment. And therefore, the Rabbanan state that since she'll be embarrassed if you remove her clothing, so that's part of the concept of v'hafta l'reicha kameicha, that even at the time that you're killing this person and she's chayim misa, we have to make sure to do it in a more edel way and not take off her clothing and not embarrass her further. And the Gemara continues, Lema de Rav Nachman Tanoi. Let us say that this dinner of Nachman is based on the Machlokes Tanoim, as the Rabbanan seem to hold like Rav Nachman, and Rabbi Yehuda seems to argue on Rav Nachman, as he doesn't say Bar Loi Misiyafa, and he holds that we do embarrass a woman and we do take off her clothes when she's having skila. And the Gemara explains, Loi de Kuli Alma Islu de Rav Nachman, that really everyone agrees to Rav Nachman. There is a concept of Bahaptalurech Kamecha Bar Loi Misiyafa, Vahacha Bahakam, if the Machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is as follows. There is no question between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda that by taking off her clothing, she's definitely receiving embarrassment. However, we also have a conflicting concept that if you take off a person's clothing when killing them and performing skila, then it would actually be a quicker misa and there will be less pain because they don't have anything protecting them. Therefore, the machlokes is as follows: Masav b'zayin adif le'tfei mitzayir degufa, that Rabbanan hold that a woman's bizayin is worse for her than the tzar of her body, and she'd rather therefore keep her clothing on and have more tzar when she actually has skila. Therefore, it's a kiyum of b'haftar reicha kameicha or bar lo'im misiyafa to keep the woman's clothing on in order that she has less bizayin. Umasava, however, Rabbi Huda holds that tzar degufa adif le'tfei mitzayir, that even a woman would rather have less tzar and have her clothing removed, even though that will cause her more bizayin. And that's why Rabbi Huda says, b'negei the woman that's being killed in any case, and therefore we're not going to be chayish lirura. So the din is that we give her skila and we take off her clothing, because that will cause that her misa will happen quicker, and that is the kiyum of the Rav Nachman's klal v'haftarich kamecha b'rolai misiyafa. And before we continue, let's just point out Taisa's question on daf chesam and alv, that why is there stira from Rabbanan ad Rabbanan if b'negei skila we have a first pasuk that says oisai, and we learn out oisai b'lei ksusai, that only a male has to have skila without clothing. We learn ve'in oisai b'lei ksusa, and a woman is not put to death without her clothing, and therefore this is based on xeris akasav, and therefore the shumpi astira drabanan drabanan, and ayin entices how he explains our gemara. Gemara continues and quotes from the mishnah, hayis miskasa b'levanim mechasa b'shchayim, that if this woman beautified herself and she came to the base of mikdash wearing white clothing, they would remove her white clothing and give her dark clothing to wear, which would take away from her beauty. And the Gemara brings a brisa, Tana in Hayashchayim Narim La, if black clothing would be beautiful for her and it would actually make her beautiful, Mechasan Esav Begadim Mecharim, then we would go down a further level and we would dress her in disgusting clothing. And the Mishnah continued, Hayalev Kleizav, if she was wearing any gold jewelry, you would take that off as well. And the Gemara asked, Pshita, that would seem Pashit, as Hashtun Nivuli Minavala, if we would take off her clothing in general and we would embarrass her, Hali Miboy, then certainly we would take off her jewelry, which makes her beautiful. And the Gemara answers, Ma'arotem Bahani Isla Bezayin Tvei, that you would think that by wearing golden jewelry while she's standing there without clothing, that would actually be even a greater bizayin ta, kida amri inchi, as people make fun of someone that's not wearing clothing and yet is wearing shoes, and they say about such a person, shliach atel v'sai misani, they took off all his clothing and yet he's still wearing his shoes, and of course that's embarrassment. So over here also, by the fact that she's dressed so disgusting and her hair isn't covered and disheveled, and even so she would be wearing gold jewelry, maybe that actually would be a greater embarrassment to her, kamash mon, that's still not a greater embarrassment to her. Greatest embarrassment will be if she's not wearing gold jewelry at all. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Dav Zayin and Beis, V'achach mevi chevel mitzri v'koshir l'mayli medel, and afterwards, since her dress already fell down, so therefore they lift it up and they cover her by taking a rope made from the growth of a palm tree and tying her clothing back up above her breasts. The Gemara continues, Boy minei Rab Abba Rav Huna, Rab Abba asked the following question from Rav Huna, chevel mitzri maushi yakab b'saita, is the din of chevel mitzri something that would be ma'akab in a gay saita? Now, Tosis points out that certainly the din of chevel mitzri is not ma'akab, as the Maisa of the Torah doesn't say anything about a chevel mitzri, and it doesn't say anything about kshir in the Torah at all. And therefore, of course, it couldn't be that it would be ma'akev. And therefore, Taisa explains that Abba's shaila is, would we delay the hashkaras of the Mayim Amarim in order to get a chevel mitzvah specifically, or we would not wait at all? And the Gemara explains this to Tzadim, Mishum Shla Yishbetu Begdel Malehu, is the reason why the Mishnah states that we take a chevel mitzvah and tie up our clothing is in order that her begadim don't slip down, and therefore it's a practical matter, over tzilta kotim namisagi, and even if you take a very small and a very narrow strand of a belt, that would also be fine. Or Dilma, what do we say? Mishum Dim Al Mamar, it's the reason why we take a chevel mitzvah is based on the fact that we can learn later on that hichagulay betzilto, that since she girded herself with a beautiful belt, lefika koyim maybe chevel mitzvah v'koishlo lemalim midah. Therefore, as a midah k'neged midah, we want to make sure that people will see a very large belt which is similar to a standard belt, and they'll realize that this is midah k'neged midah, and therefore ma'akev, it would be ma'akev, and we would try to actually get a chevel mitzvah. Amaleis Rav Huna responded back to Rav Abba Tanisu, we learned this in the brisa, va'akev maybe chevel mitzvah v'koishlo lemalim midah. Then the brisa continues and explains the reason, k'deish lo yishbetu begadel melel, and therefore we see it's a practical concern and not dafka chevel mitzvah, and therefore it's not ma'akev at all. And as Taisus points, miu hechad leka chevel mitzvah ve'ikal tzilzol lo yimadana yosim idai basa chevel. You don't have to concern yourself and try to find a chevel and put in too much effort in being able to actually find a chevel mitzvah. And I in top Taisus, where Taisus points out that the Yerushalmi is brought down that since this is part of the process that's done in the Beis Hamikdash, therefore the chevel mitzvah was bought from Shiori Halishka, Bezdin would use funds that came from the tzibra, just like they would use those funds for Chaimis Ha'ir or Migdalea, Ayin and Taisis. And the Gemara continues that quotes from Mishnah, V'chol Reitz Liris Bar Yira, anyone that wants to come to the Beis HaMikdash and watch this procedure can do so. And the Gemara asks, Hagufa Kasha, L'chayra, it's Shver in the Mishnah, Minei Obey, as Amrit, originally the Mishnah states that Kol Reitz Liris Bar Raya, that anyone that wants to come and see the process can see her, Alma Leishna Gavri Leishna Nashi. Therefore, we see that the Mishnah does not differentiate between women and men, V'hadatani, and then the Mishnah states, Kol Nashim Mutaris Liraisa, that any woman can come and see her, Nashim in and Nashim loy, and it's mashma, only women are mutter to see her, but men are not mutter to see her. So Amar Abaya, Tegma Anashim, Eina Chinami, when the Mishnah originally stated that Kol Reitz Liris Bar Yira, it only means that women could come and see her. And of course, there is still a problem of Hira, because the Pecher Kehanim actually will see her, and therefore Rabbi Hud is still correct that it was a problem of Hira, and therefore they would not necessarily rip her clothing. And at least Lefi Abaya, it would actually make more sense why the Gemara continuously spoke about Pecher Kuna and not about all the men that were there. However, Amalei Rava, Rava Es Abaya, that you can't tell me that this is Pshat in the Mishnah, because V'Hakol Reitz Liris Bar Rayuktani, the Mishnah stated that anyone that wants to come see her could see her, and it's not Mashman, it's Dafka talking about women and not men, and therefore Elam Rava, Kol Reitz Liris Bar Raya, that anyone that wants to come and see her can see her, and this is actually not a Chiyuv, but it's a Rishus, Loishna Gavi, Loishna Nashi, and it doesn't make a difference if it's men or women. However, Noshim Chayavis Lirisa, women would be Chayiv and have an obligation to come and see her. And then, as the Pasuk states in Yecheskel, V'divasu Kol Noshim, V'loisa Sena, Kizi Masrena. And Lefidis Pshat of Rava, then Lechira, the way to read our Mishnah is not V'chol Noshim Mutares, that is not that women are mutter to come see her, V'chol Noshim Moistres, that the women are required and they're obligated to come and see her. And we continue with the new Mishnah, B'midish Adam Moideid, B'midin Loi, same way, in the same manner that a person acts, that is the way that we act towards him. And we see this in regard to a Soida in many cases, as he's Kashta Satsma Lavera, that she beautified herself in order to go and be Mizana with someone, Samakam Navla, therefore the Torah states that we should embarrass her and we should denigrate her. He Gosses Atzma Lavera, she revealed herself to Avera, and she kept herself in a Makam Goloi because she wanted to go and entice men to come and perform an Avera, Hamakam Gilala, therefore the Torah says that we're going to reveal your Avera Barabim and we're going to cause you to come to the Beis HaMikdash in order to drink the Mayim HaMarim. In addition, since when she started Avera, the man comes into contact with her thigh first, and and afterwards with her stomach, therefore when the Mayim HaMarim begin working, it starts in her thighs, and then in her stomach, and the rest of her body is not saved either, and it also will receive the Zaynish. And Rashi states, begin a Gemara that being that our Mishnah spoke about the concept of midah k'neged midah and b'midah shadim b'idah b'maidin lay, therefore Amr Rabbi Yosef also discussed this regarding Abba Mises Bezin and Avagav the midah b'teila, that even though the standard Mises Bezin were bottle once the Sanhedrin went to Golas from the Lishkas HaGazis, however b'midah loy bottle, there was still some sort of a midah k'neged midah Misa, and people will receive Misa's Bezin through other means, the Amr Rabbi Yosef, and this is based on a different din. Rabbi Yosef taught us the Chen Tani Rabbi Chia, and also it's taught us in from the Brisa Rabbi Chia, Miyam Shechar Rabbi Samidash, from the point that there was Churban Abayis, Afal Pisha Batal Sanhedrin, even though at that point there was no more Sanhedrin, and therefore there couldn't be regular Abba Misa's Bezin. However, Abba Misa's Loi Batlu, the Abba Misa's were not Batal, and the Gemara asks, but Batlu, we know that they were Batal, as the Sanhedrin cannot give Misa's Bezin once they were no longer in the Lishkas HaGazas, and the Gemara therefore answers, El Din Abba Misa's Loi Batlu. What it means is that the Din and the concept of Abba Misa's were not Batal, as Mishan's Chayav Skila, that someone that would be Chayav Skila, or Neufel Menagag, either he'd fall down from the rooftop, as we know that the way that we start Skila is by throwing a person off a cliff, and that is the Ikka Skila, and then if he doesn't die, then we throw rocks at him. And therefore, if someone falls off a roof, that is mimicking the din of Skila. Or a wild animal will trample him, and as Rashi says, that a wild animal will first knock him to the ground, as Rashi states, Ari Darsa Bisipanov Umapil Arts, Vigamze, Doimel Niskal, Mishin is Chayav Bisrefa, and if someone is Chayav have Srefa, either he'll fall into a fire, or a snake will bite him, and the venom will burn him up from the inside, which is actually more similar to the concept of the Srefa that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. In addition, Mishin is Chayav Hariga, and if someone is Chayav Harig, either he'll be given over to the Malchus and he'll be beheaded, or listen, Boyanalov, bandits will come and they'll kill him by beheading him. And Mishin is Chayav Chanika, if someone's Chayav to have Chanika, either he'll drown in Nar and he'll choke, or he'll die through an ailment called Serenuchi, which starts in your throat and it chokes a person. And Taisa points out that although Agamara only speaks about from the point when it was Churban Abayis, and therefore there was no longer Sanhedrin, however, Agamara actually applied during the time of the Beis HaMikdash as well. As if someone actually kills someone b'mezid, and there's just not Edim, or there's no Asra, and therefore you can't actually go and perform Abba Misa's. However, Abba Misa's Loi Badlu, there's still a concept of Yesh Din V'Yesh Dayin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause this person to die through something that would be similar to Abba Misa's. And Ayin and Taisa Shan, who is from the Gemara Masechtas Makkos, that tells us that if one person kills someone b'shagig, and one person kills someone b'mezid, and there were no Edim and no Asra, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazman l'put negechad, zeh shahar b'shagig o'ilu b'sulam v'neifal o'is shahar b'mezid. And Taisa Shan says that how does Gemara say that a person will fall on him if that is similar to Skila, and a person that kills someone is actually chayiv misa b'sayiv? And he answers, b'tzarech loyma d'mayri shad neifal yesh le b'yadu sayiv, that in a chanami, when that person fell on the person that's underneath the ladder, he's actually holding a knife or a sword, and when he fell on him, he actually beheaded him, and therefore actually mamish midu k'nega mida. However, Ayin Taisa Dibur Maskel Mishin Aschayiv Skila, who asks the same question and it responds in a different manner, Ayin Sham. And finally, we have another similar brisa, and we'll begin this brisa and discuss the concept of this brisa relevant to Abba Misa's Bezin, and then we will stop and pick up at the point that we discussed the din of Soita at the later point of this brisa. And the brisa starts, Tanya, Hay Rameya, Im Rameya taught us, how do we know there's a concept of midu k'nega mida? And Rebbe brings a pasuk in Yeshaya Shinema, as the pasuk says, "B'sasa b'shalcha terivena." When you get a punishment, you will get an exact measurement. And the Gemara states, "Ainly alsa." We may think that this is only when someone does a major avera, like the measurement of a saw, which is a major shear. Minayin l'rabis takav v'chatzi takav. How do you know if you actually only did a small avera? The shear is not a saw, which was 6 kav, but it was takav, which is 3 kav, which is trei v'kav, or v'chatzi takav, or half takav, which is a 1.5 kav, or a kav, or chatzi kav, or roiva v'chatzi roiva, or tuman v'uchla minayin. And even if it's such a small amount of an avera, how do you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu still judges a person midah k'neged midah? Once again, Rebbe brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, Talmud Lema, ki chol soyin soyin b'rash, that every single shear will be measured with noise, and the lashon over here states ki chol, and therefore it shows that in any shear, even if it's a small shear, there will still be a judgment of midah k'neged midah. And the brisa continues, minayin shekol pruto pruto mitzterefes l'cheshbon gadol, and how do we know that even if someone has a very small avera and you don't see that you're actually getting punished, that at some point all the smaller various will get together and he will receive a large punishment? Therefore, the pasuk teaches us in Kehelas, Re'ezem Matzasi Amr Kehelas Achas La'Achas Limsir Cheshbin, that we take 1 plus 1 and we keep adding smaller various, and that equals a large calculation and a large cheshbin, and eventually you will have an einish. That einish will be midah k'neged midah, and we will stop over here.